Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Yeah. 9:17 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, Kevin off today. Our producer, Jonathan Schaefer, doing excellent work as always. Let's bring in our buddy from The Athletic, John Glennon. Johnny, good morning.
How are you?
Do I have this right? You're now a married man?
It is true. The blessed event occurred just a couple of weeks ago after a few years of bachelorhood. So, yes, things have changed for the better.
I'll have to make a call to see if hell's frozen over.
Wow.
I know. Johnny was a confirmed bachelor.
Oh, yeah, for quite some time.
He was
too.
The man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unconfirmed. Fake news.
Fake news. All right, as far as OTAs, John, what's your takeaway in terms of Mariota?
I thought he looked good for the most part. You know, I think it's been good in general just to see him, up and around, moving at top speed, after so many injuries last year. And, if there was one area yesterday that I thought he stood out in particular, it was kind of the red zone drill. Towards the end of practice, really accurate, hit on some touchdown passes to several different receivers. You can only draw a limited amount. Obviously, these are OTAs. It's not full contact and so forth. But I thought he looked good, as good as you can expect at this point in the season, at this point in the year, rather.
Titans have gone to great pains to make everybody know that Marcus is the number one, Tannehill's the number two. What were your takeaways from what Tannehill had to say with his experience now as the number two quarterback?
Well, I think Tannehill said all the right things. It's got to be tough for him in some situations, because you look at this guy and the numbers for the most part pretty similar to Marcus Mariota's during his career. It's not an obvious, a huge disparity between the two by any means. So it's got to be a tough situation for a guy like Tannehill, who was a starter in Miami for his past 6 years. Ryan Tannehill sort of set the table a little bit for this trade, to Tennessee by agreeing to restructure that contract. He could have said no. So clearly I think he wanted to go to a team that wanted him, I wrote about this today in The Athletic. He's obviously in not the worst of spots right now. A team that wanted him and a situation where the backup is likely to get work. I mean, Blaine Gabbert played in 8 games last year, and I think he threw at least 11 passes in 5 of those. So this wasn't mop-up duty either. So, Tannehill's got a pretty good position, I think, in my opinion, especially for a backup.
Anything concerning about the lack of participation by Jack Conklin? And what did you make of Arthur Smith sort of pretty much saying he's kind of got an open mind about maybe moving Conklin over to guard?
I thought that was interesting, because it seemed to me that the party line before that had been, that's a tough move to make. Jack's a tackle, et cetera, et cetera. But it was a little bit of a change of response yesterday, that maybe there's more of an open mind. And granted, this is only, May, but nonetheless, a guy like Conklin is coming back from injury. The more he can get out there, the more he can show, the better off he is. And missing this kind of time is going to hurt.
Speaking to John Glennon of The Athletic.
Well, John, I guess talking about Conklin and Jonnu Smith, do we know when they'll be back onto the football field for practice?
No, not surprisingly, they haven't offered much in the way of injury updates That is not the Vrabel way. You know, you'll get the party line that first of all the OTAs are voluntary, and that you know, probably we'll have an injury report up in September just before the first game or so. So there's not a a real good estimate on that, but you know, I think the general expectation is that you know, he should be ready for training camp at the very latest.
I guess talk a little bit about the rookies that were draft picks, and then I guess some guys who stood out that weren't draft picks, as we see a lot of those guys going to have opportunities on every team to actually make the roster.
Sure. Yeah, it's you know, I think in OTAs, as you well know, Blaine, it's easy to concentrate on the skill guys because you're not seeing a whole lot of physical contact out there. So A.J. Brown, you know, certainly stood out to me. Yesterday, caught a real nice touchdown pass cutting across the back of the end zone from Mariota during a red zone drill. And, you know, just looking at A.J. Brown, you know, it's been said before, but this guy is a physical force. You know, I mean, he's got legs like a linebacker. You know, he's got the broad shoulders. He's not the tallest guy in the world. He's only about 6 feet, but he is a force to be reckoned with at, you know, well over 200 pounds as well. Undrafted guys that I'm interested in really kind of taking a look at, you know, with the edge guy kind of always in question for the Titans, I think Derek Roberson will get a long look. Kid from Sam Houston State who put up some really big numbers in a smaller school. Two others, you know, maybe lesser names, Alex Barnes, the running back from Kansas State. I think he's going to be in a battle with David Flewellen. You know, Barnes is also kind of a power runner, you know, and if he can do the same kind of things as Flewellen, but maybe a little bit better, maybe he gets the edge. And then, Anthony Ratliff Williams, the wide receiver from North Carolina, kind of a big, raw guy with some good ability. I think his maybe his wild card is that he's a really good kick returner. So, you know, maybe that's if he can find a way to contribute in that department and show maybe more receiving potential than a guy like Darius Jennings, maybe that's an edge he has.
Mm. Well, I think Rashad Evans is going to do really well this coming season in his second season, and I guess really a partially injured first season with the hammy there. Didn't hit rhythm and stride to the end of the season. How has he looked?
He's looked good as well. I think, you know, he's just so much more confident. You know, we saw that towards the end of last year. You know, mm-hmm. You mentioned that the hammy that kind of plagued him during, you know, the early portions of the season. It really took him a while to get going, but boy, towards the second half of the season, I thought he really came on. Confident guy, you know, got a little bit of a swagger out there. And, you know, what we saw, of course, in Jayon Brown making that leap from year one to year two, just kind of a tremendous mm-hmm. statistical leap. And I'm sure the Titans would love to see those kind of jumps from a couple other linebackers, a guy like Rashawn Evans and, you know, Harold Landry as well. It'll be interesting to see how the Titans get Woodyard, Brown, and Evans all, you know, some significant snaps, because you're looking at, you know, obviously all guys who are playing inside linebacker and who are all played well last year. So pretty good threesome of linebackers right there.
John, they've never really specifically replaced Luke Stocker. Do you think they're on the lookout for a blocking tight end?
I would think so. Yeah, I think, you know, especially in this offense, you know, obviously you got Arthur Smith as offensive coordinator, who was tight ends coach. You know, the traditionally the Titans have been very heavy on tight end use, whether it's pass catching or blocking, and Luke Stocker played a big role last year in that sort of H-back position. So, you know, I think one guy who'll get a long look there is Michael Pruitt, who saw some time with the Titans last year and, you know, is getting some decent time again in OTAs. But yeah, I think they'll be on the lookout for another guy as well to sort of take that role, because if precedent holds, and we do think that Arthur Brown will, Arthur Smith will use a lot of the same type of offense last year, then sure, I think the tight ends will have a big role.
Should we temper our enthusiasm about Delanie Walker, even though he's out there really as a full participant?
I would be pretty enthusiastic about Delanie Walker, actually. I didn't think he would be doing this much right now. I can remember a couple of months ago, he was talking about his little football camp that he runs, which is in July. And at that point, you know, a couple of months ago, Delanie Walker was still saying, you know, I may not be at full strength for that, you know, which kind of gave pause to consider there. But, you know, he's ahead of the schedule that he had previously set. And really just from one OTA to the next, he made some pretty big strides. Yesterday from the previous week as well. So I think if you're a Titans fan, you got to be pretty encouraged about Walker's progress.
All right, Johnny, again, congratulations on the nuptials. The candlesticks are in the mail, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you on both accounts.
All right, John Glennon.
All right, thank you.
From The Athletic, covers the Preds and the Titans. He's a busy man.